This is MSO News Sports, and I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here at Gillette Stadium, and we are discussing the D7 Super Bowl game, Uxbridge beating Amesbury 42-16 today. And Tim, this is a Uxbridge team that's undefeated, and they really showed it here today.
Yeah, they certainly proved a point, Bill, of coming in here with, again, an undefeated record. They were a team with size, speed, quickness, along with the speed. The quarterback, Kellen LaChapelle, was just outstanding today. His final statistics, they have him 14 for 148 and 5 touchdowns. And his ability to cut back against the grain numerous times against a good Amesbury defense just proved the difference in the game.
Michael Sanchez led the way for Amesbury, 15 carries, 89 yards. Max Sanchez, 14 carries for 49 yards. They did throw one touchdown pass. That was that was Max Sanchez's 48-yard pass from quarterback Justin Doobie before the half. And then they came out, had a drive in the second half, so for a score. But we had a chance to talk to Coach Colin McQueen after the game, and this is a very strong, physical team, and they just didn't give Amesbury a chance to move the football. Amesbury, I'm sure, wanted to, get 25 points on the board in a game like this and be able to stop Uxbridge, and he just said we couldn't stop them. We just couldn't get it done.
No, they really couldn't. It was funny. We were watching the very first few plays of the game, and it was a first down every two plays for both teams. And Uxbridge was just incredible. They were a machine. They could go up inside. They could go outside. The speed and quickness was a big determiner. The offensive line, talking to Coach Bled after the game, he spoke of how important the play of the offensive line was to create those gaps, create those holds, seal the edge, and allow the running backs to do their thing, to exploit the holes. And they did that masterfully all game long.
So Kellen LaChapelle, as you mentioned, Tim, 5 TDs, 148 yards. His brother with 154 for yards, 17 carries, also a TD. So the LaChapelle family with 6 TDs, all of them, scored by Uxbridge today over Amesbury. Any other thoughts, Tim, on this game?
Well, that might be the most touchdowns ever scored by a single family
in
a Super Bowl game.
Well, Kellen does tie a Super Bowl record for the most touchdowns held by several players, but 4 or 5 TDs in one Super Bowl game.
You know, an interesting thing talking to him after the game, he was asked a question about his brother scoring, and you could see how happy he was for his brother having an opportunity to score as well. So certainly... they came here on a mission, and they accomplished that mission. And you got a feeling early on that if Amesbury couldn't keep up with them, that they were just going to keep scoring. And when they got to 20-16 before the half, all of a sudden they came. Uxbridge came back out, and it was respond with a touchdown, respond with a touchdown. They had that ability. When Amesbury scored, they scored right away to put some distance between them, and that was a big difference. And then once they got the momentum in the second half, there was little Amesbury could do to stop them.
So quarterback Kellen LaChapelle, as we mentioned, with the 5 touchdowns. So you mentioned him, brother finally scoring after the 5 touchdowns. I don't think you call that sharing the wealth. Not sharing it equally, but I don't know how you divide it up, but you got to be. If you are dividing it up, you're dealing the cards your way, I guess. But anyways, what a great performance by the two of them, both with just about 150 yards each. So there you go. I guess that's the story here. And so the North Shore kind of strikes out in Super Bowls this week here at Gillette. Prep losing on Wednesday night, Salem losing yesterday on Thursday in the D6 Super Bowl. But nonetheless, with the new playoff system, I think you can safely say that these were, in all of these games, the top two teams in the state. And that's pretty good company to be in. And congrats to all three of our North Shore teams for really outstanding seasons, each one unique in what they were able to accomplish and achieve. All different stories for sure. But congrats to the Prep, Salem, and, of course, Amesbury here today.
You know, and it was nice being back up here at Gillette for these Super Bowl games, Bill. We haven't been here in a couple of years.
Well, you haven't, but you took some time off. That's fine.
I'm not quite retired yet. But, yeah, and Mr. Kraft puts on such a great time for the students, the families, the players, and the media as well. Can't leave that out.
All right, there he is, Tim Kearns. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us from Gillette.